February 8, 1924. What one must do in order to fulfill the office of living in the divine will. Where little ones must be and what they must do in it. I was fusing all of myself in the holy divine will, and in doing so, as the littlest of all, I placed myself in front of all generations, even before Adam and Eve were created, so that, before they sinned, I could prepare, before them, the act of reparation to the divine majesty, since in the divine will there is no past or no future, but everything is present, and so that, being little, I could approach it in order to plead and to do my little acts in it, to cover all the acts of creatures with his divine will, and therefore to be able to bind to it the broken human will and make them one. Now, while I was doing this, my annihilation, my misery and extreme littleness were such that I said to myself, instead of placing myself before everyone in the most holy will, I should rather put myself behind everyone, even behind the last man who will come. Since I am the most abject and the most miserable of all, the last place is suitable for me. Now, while I was doing this, my beloved Jesus came out from within my interior, and taking my hand, told me, my little daughter, in my will the little ones must be before all. Even more, inside my womb. One who has to plead, repair, unite our will not only with hers, but with that of all, must be close to us and so united to us as to receive all the reflections of the divinity in order to copy them within herself. She must have a thought which may belong to all. A word, a work, a step, a love, which may be of all and for all. And since our will enwraps everyone, may that thought of yours be of all, in our will. May that work, that act, that love, shine in every thought, word and act of all generations, and by the power of our will, may they become antidotes, defenders, lovers, workers, etc. If you knew with what love our Celestial Father awaits you, and the joy, the contentment he feels in seeing you, so little, bring the whole creation onto his lap, to give him the return of all. He feels the glory, the joys, the amusements of the purpose of creation coming back to him. This is why it is necessary that you come before all. And after you have come forth, you will turn back within our will and go behind everyone. You will place them on your lap, and you will bring them all into our womb. And in seeing them covered with your acts done in our will, we will welcome them with more love, and we will feel more disposed to bind our will with that of the creatures, that it may return to its full dominion. Therefore, courage. Little ones get lost within a crowd, and therefore it is necessary that you come forward in order to fulfill the mission of your office in our will. In our will, the little ones have no personal thoughts or belongings, but everything in common with the Celestial Father. Therefore, just as all enjoy the sun, being inundated by its light, because it has been created by God for the good of all, in the same way, all benefit from the acts done by the little daughter of our will, which, more than sun, are through all, so that the sun of the eternal volition may rise again with that purpose for which generations were created. Therefore, do not get lost within the crowd of your miseries, of your abjection, of self-reflections, but think only about your office of little one in our will, and be attentive on fulfilling your mission.